Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, remains dangerous and tense 3 days after the ouster of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Forces loyal to rebel leader Guy Philippe, who entered the city Monday, are patrolling the streets. Philippe, who threatened to arrest Haiti's prime minister, declared that the country is now in his hands. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Port-au-Prince. So is Philippe in charge of Haiti now?
I don't think so, although Mr. Philippe keeps moving the goalposts as to when he will step to the sidelines here in Haiti. Initially, the armed rebels had said they would lay down their weapons when President Aristide left the country. That has happened, and now they say they'll keep their weapons until a new government is up and running. And as you said, Mr. Philippe is now patrolling the streets and yesterday declared himself the military chief of the nation. Now, I should say, on at least two occasions, his people ran directly into U.S. Marines, who are also beginning to move about the city. And on both occasions, the rebels backed off. So clearly, they're not trying to muscle the U.S. Marines out of the way in any way.
What's this about arresting the prime minister?
Yesterday, Mr. Philippe, at a rally, called on his supporters to go to the prime minister's office and have him arrested on corruption charges. The prime minister, his whereabouts are unknown at this point. Mr. Philippe's, some of his armed rebels went to Mr. Neptune's office and could not enter because American embassy security personnel and U.S. Marines were guarding the building, and so they backed off.
Are there fears of reprisal attacks against Aristide's supporters?
There is a lot of fear of that. And in fact, some reprisal killings have already taken place. In the city morgue yesterday, there were six bodies of young men said to have been killed in for having been Aristide supporters, revenge killings. Several more bodies were spotted around the city. And Mr. Philippe himself yesterday sent quite a grave warning to the former armed thugs of President Aristide, saying, if you don't lay down your weapons now, we'll come into your neighborhoods and clean house.
Now, what are U.S. officials saying about the situation in Haiti?
They're clearly concerned about the rapid ascent, at least in rhetoric, of Mr. Philippe's importance here in Port-au-Prince. The State Department has said quite clearly over the last several days and again yesterday that Mr. Philippe and his armed rebels have no political role in the future of Haiti. They need to disarm and essentially go home.
And more international peacekeepers are arriving in Haiti?
Apparently, Chilean troops will be arriving today. I'm not sure how many will be in that contingent. The French and the Canadians are already on the ground in small numbers and patrolling parts of the capital, or at least making small forays out into the capital. And as of yesterday afternoon, there were about 450 U.S. Marines, mostly based at the presidential palace and at the airport, and as many as 2,000 could be arriving over the next several days.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.